This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today and tomorrow we're going to be listening to Beethoven's Sixth String Quartets, the last of a group of six string quartets that Beethoven published in 1801. Now, writing a group of string quartets was a bold move for the young composer. He was up and coming, rising in reputation in the Vienna music scene, but he certainly wasn't the massive name that we know now. String quartets were the purview of two guys who were massive names, Haydn and Mozart, and other composers wrote string quartets, but writing them meant that you would be compared fairly or unfairly to the two masters. And Beethoven was well aware of this, and he had done this with other genres. The symphony, for example, had a similar reputation. Mozart and Haydn were the undisputed masters. When Beethoven premiered his first symphony, he made sure to include a Mozart symphony and some music by Haydn in the program, essentially daring the audience to make the comparison. Now, like I said, this piece was published in a set of six, and Beethoven left little hints and homages throughout the collection, again making that explicit connection between himself and the big guys. And this was part of Beethoven's bold nature. Rather than shying away from the comparisons, he was actively trying to use them to put himself into that conversation of great composers of Vienna. Like the symphony, Beethoven would eventually stretch and reshape the ideas of what a string quartet could be. But in this opening collection, we're mainly hearing him continuing the legacy of those who came before him, adding his own little touches here and there. One of the major developments that Haydn and Mozart helped along was actually called the development. We've talked about the sonata before, its way of organizing a longer instrumental piece into multiple movements that are all connected. You can listen to the episodes on Haydn's Lark Quartet and his 47th Keyboard Sonata for a bit more on that. But sonata form also refers in particular to a way of writing a movement, usually the first movement of a piece. The basic idea is that you have what's called the exposition. You introduce a couple of themes, usually it's two, sometimes more, and then you spend a while playing around with them, transposing them into different keys, making variations, weaving them into each other and around each other. This is called the development, and it's like a trip through a room of funhouse mirrors. You're taking a couple of shorter musical ideas, and you're turning them into this longer, complex piece. And then finally, at the end of the movement, you have all these variations, everything going on. You bring it all back home by repeating the two themes in a part called the recapitulation. So that idea, exposition, then development, then recapitulation, was something that Mozart and Haydn were both well known for. They had pioneered many of the techniques of this style of composing. But then Beethoven took it and he really ran with it. This string quartet, from early in his career, already shows him as a master of this style of composing, developing the main themes in some interesting ways. Now, today we'll be listening to the first and second movements, and that's really something to listen for in the first movement, which starts out bright and quick. The first theme is introduced as a back-and-forth conversation between the cello at the bottom and the first violin way over at the top. And then the more stately second theme breaks up the flurry of activity, introduces one of the overarching ideas of this quartet, contrasts. Remember, even that first theme was a back and forth between the very bottom and the very top, and this piece is full of those contrasts, shifting moods, unexpected changes, and Beethoven loves to play around with that. Even in this one movement, he changes keys seven times or so. It can actually be hard to keep track sometimes. Is he changing keys or just briefly jumping into something before jumping over to something else? The slow second movement starts out with a lyrical major melody, but again, the mood shifts completely a couple minutes in. That melody is minor and it moves in fits and starts rather than the elegant feeling of the opening theme. Beethoven just loves playing around with those contrasts. Here's the Muse Open String Quartet with the first and second movements of Beethoven's Sixth String Quartet.
Thank you.
Beethoven just loved changing things around in sometimes unexpected ways, always keeping you on the edge of your seat. And it shows a bit of what was to come. Beethoven would take the order of the classical world and start injecting a lot more chaos into it to bring about the Romantic era. Thanks to the Muse Open String Quartet for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. It would help out a lot. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to be finishing up with Beethoven's Sixth String Quartet. See you then.